And at last, it's another After Dusk, the behind-the-scenes podcast, revealing a little about the process behind the new Salmon and Dusk series by Mike Bartlett, who is me. Thanks for joining me after such a long break. Now, I feel I probably owe something of an explanation as to what happened between the first and much belated second story in the Salmon and Dusk series. The first answer is it was simply a question of timing. I've been completing a journalism course this year, and second semester was a lot more time intensive than the previous semester, so I did find myself a bit snowed under. But that's only part of the story. The other story is that I had something of a series of computer disasters. My PC was, in fact, I can hardly remember exactly what happened. The PC was infected by some nasty virus or other, and I had to completely reformat it, which meant that it took a couple of weeks to get everything, all the programs back exactly where they should be. And shortly after that, my lovely iBook G4 packed it in once and for all. At first, I was worried it was a hard drive issue and that I would never see the Salmon and Dusk story that was trapped upon it. Now, this was going to be the second story in the series, and I was quite excited about that story. It's quite a fast-moving, plot-driven story. But I'd written about a third of it, and the computer died, and I thought it was lost forever, which did depress me somewhat, and it became quite hard to motivate myself to keep going on the Salmon and Dusk stories. So, as a result of not having much time and lacking the motivation, I did find it hard to get any work done there. However, this story that we're listening to at the moment, which has just started out of the picture, I had basically finished some months earlier and completely forgotten about. It did need an ending. I think the last quarter or so was missing. And it originally was going to launch the series. Now, it didn't for a couple of reasons. The main one being that it's a bit of an unusual story for Salmon and Dusk, in that Kilby, Narrow, and Theo take something of a back seat, at least initially. It's told very much from the point of view of Joe Miller, an artist who's just about to hit the big time. It came from a story that was actually going to be written for a horror anthology that I believe never quite got off the ground. And it was simply going to be telling the story of an artist and some rather vaguely supernatural experiences he has, which I can't go into at this stage for fear of spoiling the rest of the story. When that anthology never happened, I shelved the idea, and when I decided to write the new Salmon and Dusk stories, that was the first idea that came to mind. Having written most of it, as I said, I then realized that it probably wasn't the best story to start off with, simply because Theo, Kilby, and Nero aren't center stage. However, I think it works quite well as a second story. And when you've heard the all four episodes, you'll be in a position to judge for yourselves. I quite liked the idea, as I said, and going back to it after some months, having more or less forgotten writing it, I was pleasantly surprised. So that's the story we're listening to at the moment, Out of the Picture. The story that was lost on my iBook, I think, will now be the fifth and final story in the season. The reasons for that, again, will become clear. Having it as the last story allows me to do some fairly dramatic stuff with the characters in a fairly, life-changing way, which we'll talk more about as we finally creak towards that. So there are going to be a total of five stories in this season. We've had the first one, Sideways. This is the second one, out of the picture. There'll be another one in January, which will be a little bit shorter, very much focusing on Nero, who at the moment has been pretty much in the background. There's a fourth story, which I've just started working on, so I won't talk about that too much. And then we'll hit the finale, all guns blazing, probably sometime around April or May. In terms of the computer, you'll be pleased to know that, as I said, the story that I had begun has been recovered. It turned out to be a motherboard issue. I finally pulled the hard drive out of the old iBook and have rescued most of that story, which was some great relief. So I'm feeling quite excited about getting back to work on these stories. It has, of course, taken far longer than I might have hoped. Now, if you're using the mikebartlett.com website, and I hope you are, because it's a fantastic website set up for me by the wonderful Jason Andrews, you may notice that this story has been accompanied by some fantastic artwork from Victor Wikoko, a graphic artist from Perth. Now, we're hoping that with each new episode, there'll be a little chapter illustration, very much in the vein of the plates from classic books. And it's basically an attempt to provide you, the dedicated listener, with a bit of bonus material. I also like the idea of making the episodes, as complete an experience as possible. So those will be made available via mikebartlett.com. You'll also be able to see them on the Facebook group, the fan page that I set up some months ago. So keep an eye on those. There'll be more extra materials, bonus features, I should say, available as the series goes on. I'm very grateful to Victor for those illustrations, and I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. In fact, I think that cover illustration with the combination of Kilby and the mysterious Grey, who we will meet in the second episode, is one of my favourite things ever. I was really very excited to see that. I'm also very excited by the thought of launching episode 2 of Out of the Picture next week, so I hope you'll join me for that. And I'll be back with another After Dusk. I'm trying to keep them to about 10 minutes at this stage. The last one that I recorded and never actually put up due to various computer traumas ran for about an hour, which is possibly a little excessive. However, I will dig that out, as I think I spoke a little bit more about the character of Kilby last time, and since you never got to hear that, I'm sure I said some incredibly insightful and revealing things, which I will attempt to repeat for next week. Join us back here next week, as I said, for the second episode of Out of the Picture and the next installment in After Dusk. Thanks for listening.